In most network marketing businesses, we have to kind of wine and dine people. We have to show them product, introduce them to product, teach them how the product works, teach them how the service works, whichever. Basically, it takes a long time to introduce a business like that to the public. The whole concept is building up a team. And if we can't build up a team, it's not going to work. With what I've done with Power Access Group is the first portion of all the promo sites are based on one-timers. The second portion is based on the monthlies. The one-timers are basically you pay once. You don't have to worry about money coming out of your account again. You don't have to worry about having enough money in your account. It's a one-time deal. In most cases, when you're dealing with any of these types of businesses, you have to be nice. You have to generate an interest. You have to show them how it works. You got to spend a lot of time and be nice the whole time in order to explain to people and not really necessarily convince them, but I mean to show them how it works, to get them to understand it so they can move forward and start building their own team. With the one-timers, there's no rocket science to this. You pay it, and that's it. And what we've done is we put together packages that are $1, $2, $3, $5, $25, $50, that type of a thing. And what we're telling people now is now, for those types of businesses, it's no more Mr. Nice Guy anymore. You can actually tell people to just join. Most people don't know it, but most people can't figure out how a plan works, even if you describe it, until they're in it. Once they're in it, they go in the back office and they do the research and they go, okay, now I understand it. They either like it or they don't, but they're in it already. And in multi-level marketing businesses, usually the cost is pretty high to find out that you're really not into it. With the one-timers, they're so cheap it doesn't matter. So the understanding of a matrix is, in order for you to make money on it, every spot needs to be filled. With the no more Mr. Nice Guy approach, you can basically guilt, force, order, convince your family, friends, or whatever to join this, as simple as that. Just order them, tell them, no more Mr. Nice Guy. You don't have to babysit these people. You can do it on your phone, send them the link, and just say, just join it. If you can't find two or three or four people in your portfolio of life that will listen to you and follow you for $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, $25, then you might as well go out and find yourself a whole new set of friends, because now you got yourself a bit of a problem. It's a realization of who is with you and who isn't. If as an example, you got your three people and they've joined, they're going to turn around to you and say, now what do I do? And you just say to them, well, how did I get you into the business? Well, you forced me, you told me, you ordered me. There you go. Do the same thing. Because in reality, once you get down to the third level, that's when you start showing money. But until you get there, you need to force people. You need to get people into that business. You need to tell them just to go for it. It's not going to hurt them. You know when you're in it how it all works and you can understand it, and you're not going to hurt anybody. And basically, the most of the businesses that we have, the one-timers, are crowdfunding businesses. A lot of them, like, they all have product of some sort. It's either an email program or a digital course or something like that. So they are legal. Everything's legal. The concept is to generate money so you can survive. Charity begins at home. And then after that, once you're at a certain point, you could also start doing donations to charities that you want, or do random acts of kindness, or just pay it forward to other people. The best thing to do with somebody, instead of buying them a basket of fish, you should give them a fishing rod. they'll be able to live for eat for the rest of their lives. Well, this is the whole concept behind the paying it forward. You can find a person that has the ability to be able to market something and buy them a business. Tell them to pass it on to their friends and go on from there. And basically, you're giving them an income out of a donation, so you paid it forward for them. And you've also done a random act of kindness.